The mindful movement meditation. If you're sitting, choose a straight back chair with a firm base. Make sure the pelvis is in a neutral position, neither rolling forwards nor backwards, and that your spine is upright, following its natural curves. If you're standing, have your feet hip-width apart with your knees soft. Relax your body into gravity, giving your weight up to the floor or the chair. Drop your awareness deep in the body. The wrist rotation movement. Let your shoulders be relaxed, dropping away from your ears. Breathe as naturally as you can. Gently support one forearm with the opposite hand in a light hold, and smoothly rotate the hand around the wrist in circles within your range of movement. Be careful not to overgrip the arm or tense the face, shoulders, or belly. Keep the breath soft and even. After you've done a few rotations, turn your wrist in the other direction for a few circles. Now settle back into the starting position for a few breaths and notice the effect of the movement. Does the side of the body you've just moved feel different from the other? A little more alive, perhaps. A little stretched or warmer. Notice any sensations you feel in your body. And if you don't observe any particular difference between the two sides of the body, don't worry. Just be aware of that. And now repeat on the other side. Rest the forearm in the opposite hand and then smoothly rotate the hand around the wrist for a few circles, always checking that the face, belly, and shoulders are soft and that the hand holding the forearm is not gripping too tightly. Then reverse direction for a few rotations. And now relax your arms so they hang loosely at the sides of your body and shake your arms and hands a little, relaxing the shoulders. And come back to stillness, having your arms hanging lightly at the sides of the body if you're standing or resting on your lap if you're sitting, as you feel the effects of the movement. Moving on to the finger flicking movement. Before beginning, check that your pelvis is still in neutral and the spine is gently upright. When you're ready, raise one hand in front of the body and join the thumb and index finger together so they form a circle. Then flick them apart so they lightly snap out. Now go through each of the other fingers, perhaps repeating several times with each. Move and flick each finger lightly and gently, keeping the breathing soft. Check if you're holding the breath, as we often tend to in these kind of movements. If you notice that you are, just relax the breath again and see if you can bring softness to the face, belly, and the whole body as you flick the fingers. Now relax the hand back down and notice if the side you've moved feels different from the other side. Be curious, without judgment. And now repeat the movement with the other hand, raising it, forming a circle with the thumb and index finger, and then lightly flicking them apart. Do this a few times with the thumb and index finger, and then with each of the other fingers in turn. Now repeat the exercise with both hands at the same time. Keep the shoulders relaxed, the face, belly, and buttocks soft. At the end, allow the arms to hang loosely at your sides, shaking them a little before coming back to rest. Feel the effects of the movement as you give the weight of your body up to the floor and let the breath drop deep into the body. Moving on to the warm hugging arms movement. Start with the arms hanging loosely at the sides of the body. Before moving, tune into the breath for a few moments. And now, on the in-breath, extend both arms at the sides of the body so the hands come up to shoulder level with the palms facing forwards. As you breathe out, gently draw both arms across your chest, crossing the arms and giving yourself a very gentle hug. Imagine the hug is saturated with warmth and care. On the next in-breath, open the arms again, and on the next out-breath, give yourself a hug again. Continue within your own range of movement, making it quite a small movement if necessary. And you can alternate which arm is on top when you give yourself the hug. As your arms open, feel a corresponding opening in the chest, with the shoulder blades very gently drawing together in the upper back. And as you give yourself a hug with the arms crossed, feel how the upper back broadens and opens. This is a good movement for very gently massaging the spine. Check that the shoulder stay as relaxed as possible as you do it. And allow the pace of the movement to be dictated by the rhythm of the natural breath, neither rushing nor holding the breath. After a few hugs, come back to rest. Let the hands hang loosely at your sides and give them a little shake. Feel the effects of the movement. Give your weight up to the floor, letting yourself rest downwards into gravity, whether you're sitting or standing, and feeling the breath in your whole body. Finishing with the peeling off a top movement. Once again, start with your arms hanging loosely at the sides of the body and tune into the breath for a few moments. And now on the in-breath, extend both arms so the hands are in line with your shoulders with the palms facing downwards, keeping your shoulders relaxed. As you breathe out, cross your arms in front of the body like the hug. On the next in-breath, imagine you're peeling off a top with both hands, raising the crossed arms up over your head. On the next out-breath, allow your arms to float down the sides of the body with the palms facing downwards, back to the starting position. Repeat this movement a few times in a flowing rhythm, allowing the pace to be dictated by the natural breath. Let your whole spine be massaged very gently by this movement, with the chest and back flexing and expanding in the different phases. And when you've completed a few cycles, gently coming back to rest. Shaking the fingers, hands, arms, wrists, elbows and shoulders at the sides of the body before allowing them to come back to stillness. Feel the effects of the movement as you give your weight to the ground beneath you. And spend some time resting at the end of your mindful movement session. Sit quietly or lie on the floor or bed. Allow your body to release back into stillness and to be supported by the ground as you feel the effects of the movement. See if you can be receptive to all the different sensations in the body, the sensations of the breath and those caused by moving your body. If any are uncomfortable or painful, make sure you include these gently in your awareness without hardening against them or pushing them away. Allow them to come into being and pass away moment by moment. Allow any thoughts, emotions, or feelings to come and go without getting caught up in them. And when you're ready, begin to move and prepare for the rest of your day.